B'tachin for Life, Shir 465, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Hazinu. As we walk away from the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we want to try to internalize the concepts that we gained over these days. And we try to make Kabbalas, we try to do things to better ourselves in Mitzvah Hashem for the upcoming year. But as we mentioned, B'tachin, Emunah and B'tachin, are really the klal of all mitzvahs. And when a person strengthens himself in the inyanim of Emunah and Bitachin, he is automatically advancing every area in Avodas Hashem. So here is a short thought, something we can do to continue our advancement in Emunah and Bitachin, to continue the concepts that we internalized over the Yamim Neiraim. We mentioned many times the importance of making a list of things that the Rabbeinu Shlom does for us, the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And the truth is, sometimes it can get difficult to make the list if you have to think of a lot of things. Sometimes it takes time. But here's an idea, here's a kind of list that can help us keep internalizing the concepts that we have learned. If we make a short list that consists of 3 items a day, the first item is something that we appreciate, something that helps us feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. That's number one. Something that generates Hakaras HaTov. Number two, something negative that we're experiencing, something that we feel is negative. If we can try to thank Hashem for this item, to internalize that this item is good, even if we don't feel it, but to write it down and to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for putting us through this experience, because it is the best experience for us, like we explained. That would be the second thing on the list. And the third thing on the list would be thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sending me a Yeshua in an item that I need a Yeshua in. And I'm not just asking for the Yeshua. I am thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future, so to speak, for the Yeshua. And I say, thank you, Hashem, I know you're going to send me a Yeshua, and I'm thanking you now for the future Yeshua. These are 3 items that if we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every single day, it can be done in less than 30 seconds. It helps us internalize the 3 concepts of Emunah and Bitachon. Number one, the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Number two, accepting the current and the past situation with Gamzu L'Teva, feeling and trying to internalize that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good, even if we don't really feel it. We say it, we verbalize it, even if we don't feel it. And number three, realizing that Emir Tzashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will send you a Yeshua, even in the area that you think is impossible to get a Yeshua. When we write down these 3 things, it can fundamentally change our approach to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It can help us continue the concepts of the Yom Neiraim. It's short, it's quick, and it's very powerful. It can dramatically change our approach to life in less than 30 seconds.